My next question is regarding the subject of addictions. And I've listened to the CD that is specifically on that topic, but there's one question that I've come away with. It's been my professional and personal experience that one of the things that makes it difficult for people to break addictions is the physical withdrawal symptoms. On your CD about that topic, I've heard them say, if you can just get through that, then it will be easier than anything. It's really about that. But I'm wondering, how can one bypass or remove that piece of it to be free of addictions without experiencing the physical discomfort of the withdrawal process?
Well, there are two perspectives that it would be helpful for you to approach this subject from. First, anytime you introduce something to your magnificent physical apparatus, the trillions of intelligent cells become aware that this new whatever it is has been introduced, whether you ingest it or breathe it or shoot it or whatever. As you introduce this foreign substance, the cells of your body, immediately being the acclimators that they are, go to work on digesting it, so to speak, on coping with it, on dealing with it. And in doing so, they adapt to it, literally. In other words, it's like surviving under these conditions now. That's why if you're getting a kick from something, often you have to keep upping the amount of it that you give to your body, because your body does such a good job of acclimating that you don't get the same rush from it unless you introduce more and more. So your body adapts to whatever it is that you are giving it, and that adaptation actually translates to you as a sort of craving. And that's why you experience the withdrawal once you no longer give your body that. Now, there's something to be said about maybe winding down from it. That might make the withdrawal less. So there are two things that we want you to think about relative to the addictions. The first is that once you introduce it to your body, the cells of your body respond to it. So there is this, let's call it a cellular addiction, just for clarification. But there's also something else that's much more important to understand about the reason for it to begin with, and that is always, without exception, a vibrational imbalance. So what happens is people have got this vibration going on of who they really are and this vibration going on of the thoughts that they're giving thought to now. So they've got that tug of war going on. And often in the ingesting or the introducing of something, there is a lessening of their awareness of that contradictory energy. And so there is this psychological addiction or this emotional addiction, because there is a contradiction of energy going on that is unpleasant on so many levels of their being that often is soothed once something is introduced. Let's say that someone decides that they're going to cease an addiction, whether it's one that is legal or one that is not. And as they begin to no longer introduce that substance to their physical apparatus, then they begin having those withdrawals that you were talking about, which further goes to upset that vibrational balance that was out of whack to begin with. So we would get our ducks in a row. We would line up our energy before we began any physical withdrawal from anything. Line up the energy first. So many people, for most of their lives, don't understand how to bring themselves vibrationally into balance. And yet, we have never seen one person ever who had a successful withdrawal from addictions who did not understand how to bring themselves into vibrational alignment first. What we mean by that is anyone could just stop ingesting whatever it is that they've introduced to their bodies for 3 days, and in 3 days, we're not kidding you, it would be out of your system altogether. In 3 days, it's moved through, and that cellular craving is no longer an issue. Right. But the psychological craving still is, because the reason that they wanted it to begin with in order to soothe that feeling of contradictory energy still exists. So if you don't tend to both of those, you've accomplished nothing. And the majority of people who are just using willpower in order to stop some sort of addiction but have done nothing about aligning the energies just keep having a whole new fresh reason that they're wanting to ingest it again. Helpful?
Yes.
So if we were standing in your physical shoes, we would first bring ourselves into vibrational alignment. And that's not a fast thing to do. And we're going to be bold here. We would say we would not make any effort to withdraw from the substance experience. We would put all of our attention toward lining up energy, because once you're addicted to something, it will be easier for you to line up your energy during the addiction than when you're trying to stop the addiction. We don't see anybody that has a successful experience of lining up energy while you're in the middle of withdrawal from things. They just work against each other. So stop beating up on yourself for doing this thing that somebody's convinced you is wrong, whoever it is you're counseling. Help them to understand that bringing themselves into vibrational alignment is first and foremost. And sometimes that takes days, sometimes it takes weeks. In other words, we don't think it would take anyone very long. If you could just accept that you are a non-physical energy first, that there is this duality of vibration going on within you, the law of attraction is responding to both of them, that it's natural that you know what you don't want so that you know what you do want, that the stream is flowing and that you feel better when you let yourself move in the direction of the stream. If you could get that across to yourself or to anyone, you could help them reach for the feeling of relief so that people are no longer beating up on themselves and holding those long resentments that they've had for so long. People got off balance earlier in their life, usually on this vibrational misalignment, and the addiction is something that followed not too long after, and so much of this has been going on for a very long time. And to expect someone to cold turkey all of a sudden start going with the flow is illogical, and it's also illogical to expect someone to go cold turkey on the withdrawal of any of the substance as well. So if we were standing in your physical shoes and we had had a long-standing addiction, no matter what it was, we would be saying to ourselves today, I'm not going to stop this substance abuse or whatever it is that they're wanting to call it today. I'm going to work on bringing myself into vibrational alignment, which means I'm going to try to begin to see myself and my world through the eyes of Source, which means I'm going to be a little kinder to myself and I'm going to beat up on myself a little less and I'm going to stop looking for reasons to not like myself and I'm going to let the way I feel train me into coming into alignment with who I am until I begin to love myself as the Source within me loves me. And once you've got that down, then the 3 days of withdrawal will be easy. Until then, don't even bother.
Thank you.
Excuse me. Let me interrupt for just a second. I stopped smoking about 40 years ago, and I always said it was the hardest thing I ever did. When my dad was dying, he asked me, he said, would you do me one favor, Jerry? And I said, yeah. What? He said, stop smoking. I said, oh, that's easy. I've done that 1,000 times. And but anyway, when I finally decided to do it, I made a list of all the things that would be different in my life, all the things that would be improved in my life once I stopped smoking. And I had a list of about 60 items, even those days I was traveling constantly, and I kept it over the visor of my car. And for a whole month, all I did was I just bring that and read that list over and read that list, even before I made a decision to go into what I was going to do to finally stop the physical smoking. Is that a form of alignment? And can you give us some idea of a form of alignment?
Well, it's interesting because if you recall the focus wheel, what you're talking about is a similar thing. In other words, you focused upon the positive aspects of what you were reaching for. You brought yourself into alignment energy-wise before you then offered the action or effort. And that's really what we're talking about. Everyone's putting their boat in the stream at a different place. In other words, everyone who's addicted to something is not depressed, and everyone who's addicted to something is not in frustration. In other words, you are where you are. Sometimes an addiction will begin from a psychological place, and the psychological place ceases in time, but the cellular calling is still in place. So there are so many variables. That's why you could not write a book and say, always do this. That's why the 12 steps are beneficial to some and not so beneficial to others. And so the rule of thumb is, with anything that you're wanting to accomplish, find vibrational alignment with the idea of it first, and then take the action that is inspired. And so the vibrational alignment that we are talking about all day, every day, we're talking about closing the gap between who you're allowing yourself to be and who you really are. And when you close that gap, oh, you feel ever so good. Well, the majority of people who are involved in addictions are trying to fill that void with the substance. they'll buy one more thing and bring it home. They get absolved in their work. There are all kinds of aholics that you are talking about, whether it's a workaholic or whether it's an alcoholic. So what we're wanting you to realize is the closing of the gap is a vibrational thing, and the physical thing then comes later. So depending upon where you are, where you're putting your boat in the stream, we would begin a sequence of reaching for downstream thoughts that goes sort of like this. And let's say that you're really in a not good feeling place. So the first thought that you might reach for is, I really hate this addiction and its hold that it has on me. And if you are depressed and you are feeling hate or anger toward this, then that is a breath of fresh air. And you might beat the drum there for a few days. You might say, I hate how it makes my fingers yellow. I hate how it burns holes in my clothes. I hate how it makes my breath stink. I hate how the children always back off from me. I hate that it costs so much to support this addiction. In other words, so you're in this really pushing against, but it feels better than the powerlessness that you felt before. And then we would reach for thoughts that feel a little better. I don't like being out of control in my experience. I don't like not doing a good job of doing what I intend to do. I don't like something having control over me. I don't like waking up and wanting something that I really don't even want. And so emotionally, you are improving the way you feel, because with this angry approach, you're feeling less and less powerless. Now, you may begin reaching for something that feels a little more relief, which might even be an attitude of hope. You might say something like, I hope that I'll come up with an idea that will serve me, and I hope that I will be more in control of my physical experience, and I like the idea of being a deliberate creator, and I am getting the idea that the universe is cooperating with me, and I like the idea that I can create things, and certainly I should be able to control something that only I have something to do with. I cannot control what the government's doing, and I cannot control what my children are doing, and I cannot control the way my parents treated me, and I cannot control so many things, but I certainly should be able to control what I put in my own mouth. I'm hoping that I'll find something that will work for me. Now, no big improvements happened here. You're probably still utilizing the resources of whatever substance that you have been addicted to, but you have come a long way with those statements. At least you're not so much in that feeling of powerlessness that you were before. Now, from a place of hope, it's easy to find feelings that feel better. From a place of hope, you can then begin saying things such as you were saying on your list, things such as, I'm so looking forward to being in control of my own experience. And I'm almost appreciating that I've had this experience, because in knowing what I don't want, I now know more clearly what I do want. And I like to be in charge of my own experience. And I realize that I always have been. I just haven't known it. And if I had known then what I know now, I probably would have never gotten into this experience to begin with. And all is really well in my experience. And even though I'm still participating in this substance, I now know that I have the wherewithal to utilize it or not, and I'm not feeling a reason to need it anymore. I'm feeling more in alignment with who I am. I can feel that I'm more often tuned in, tapped in, turned on. I feel excited about what I'm doing, and I know that I'll be able to take care of this, and if I should begin it and then come back to it, it's no problem, because I now know what to do. And I like knowing that there are two aspects of it. There's the me closing the gap aspect, which I've done a pretty good job of here as I've been talking, and that there's a cellular calling for it, which I understand that I've introduced it to the cells of my body, and they're going to be wanting it for a while. And so it's a matter of coming into vibrational alignment. And once you bring yourself into a place of hopefulness, now you're off and running.
There's great love and appreciation for you here. Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed.